Menachas Perek Ches Mishnah Hey 8:5. So in the previous Mishnah we said that there are these three stages, and in each stage you produce three grades of olive oil for a total of 9 grades of olive oil total. But the question is, you know, which is better, the grade C of stage 1 or the grade A of stage 3? So the Mishnah will set, like, sort of like describe all of the different grades and how they rank up. This is talking about set up, like, sort of quality levels for your mincha. As far as, like I said before, and the Mishnah will say it again here, but the menorah, it has to be shemen zayis zach, so you only can use grade A oil of either stage 1, 2, or 3, and of course, grade A of stage 1 is better than grade A of stage 2, and grade A of stage 2 is better than grade A of stage 3, but that's for the menorah. But now back to the levels of quality for your mincha. So at the end of the day, the Mishnah will end up giving 5 levels of quality, okay? The way it's going to work, this is like the kind of situation where, like, a picture is worth 1,000 words. If you see a simple chart, it'll become visually clear to you in 1 second instead of all the words. But basically what we're going to say is that, you know, the ideal is first stage, first grade. And then but the point is that the first stage of the olive harvest produces, like, level of quality 1, 2, and 3. And then the second stage, you move down, so it produces quality 2, 3, and 4. And the third stage produces 3, 4, and 5 of the 5 levels of quality. And the higher, the better. But the bottom line, therefore, we'll say, essentially, as we'll speak about in a moment, it's going to work out that it's better to have, for example, the second grade of the first stage than the first grade of the third stage. Okay, it's probably better to see in a picture, but anyways, I'll say the words best I can to make it clear. Hopefully it'll be clear inside. Here the Mishnah says inside, Harishon Shebarishon, the grade A of stage 1, Ein Lamala Mimenu, that's the best, nothing better than that. That's ideal for your olive oil and your mincha. Hasheni Shebarishon, Varishon Shebesheni, the grade B for the first stage and the grade A from the second stage, shoven, they're on equal footing. They're equally good, meaning that's level 2 on the quality scale. Then you have Hashlishi Shebarishon, the grade C of the first stage, Hasheni Shebasheni, the second stage of the second grade of the second stage, Varishon Shebashlishi, and the first grade of the third stage, meaning, again, this means, so let me just speak out here for this Mishnah. The Shlishi Shebarishon, the third grade of the first stage, means that the olives came from the top of the tree, but that you had to go grind them up and then put them in a press. So that's Shlishi Shebarishon. Sheni Shebasheni means the second grade of the second stage. The second stage is olives that came from the middle of a tree. And the second grade means that you didn't just smush them, you actually press them in a press, or according to Buddha, in a, like, with stones to get more out. And Harishon Shebashlishi means the first grade of the third stage. That means the third stage is the olives that came from the bottom of the tree, and you have to put them in the maten, let them sort of ferment a little bit and dry on the roof, and then you smush them and get the oil that drifts out naturally. Any further pressing, that's the grade A, that's Rishon. Okay, those are all equal. Shavim. That will give you the third level of quality. Fourth level quality is Hashlishi Shebasheni, the third grade of the second stage, so ground up, but from the middle of the tree, and Vasheni Shebashlishi, and the second grade of the third stage, meaning you press but didn't grind olives that came from the bottom of the tree. Shavin, that's the fourth level of quality. And the fifth and final lowest is Hashlishi Shebashlishi, the third stage of the third grade of the third stage. So olives that came from the bottom of the tree that you had to grind up and press. Ein lamata mimenu, there's nothing lower than that, but it's still kosher b'dieved. Afamenachos hayu badin shi'itanu shemen zayis zach. The truth is, logic would dictate that you should definitely have to have shemen zayis zach, virgin, unground up, unpressed olive oil for your menachos, because ma'im ha-menorah she'ena la'achila. When it comes to the menorah, which no one's eating, it's just for light, te'una shemen zayis zach, it requires virgin olive oil that wasn't pressed or ground. Ha-menachos she'en la'achila, so the mincha, which the kohanim, whoever going to eat, eno din, doesn't it stand to reason, she'itanu shemen zayis zach, that for sure it should need shemen zayis zach also. However, Talma Lomer, a pasuk says to the contrary. The pasuk says, Zach kasis lemaor. It says that it should be shemen zayis, olive oil that's zach, pure kasis, that's pressed for lemaor, for light. So we darshan, it's specifically the light that needs zach kasis. Below zach kasis lemenachos, but if you're making mincha, it's not required that it is zach kasis, that it is pressed gently and just therefore totally clear olive oil, not required from the mid ikar adin. And therefore, bottled wine halach lamaisa, all of these olive oils are kosher for menachos, but if you can afford it, ideally you should get the grade one, like the highest quality, or 2, 3, 4, and 5 is the least ideal. And within each grade, you know, each of these five standards of quality, levels of quality, they're all the same.